And now, a bonus segment of the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
Today is the day that I usually try to stop by Portillo's. I mean, I'm a fan of Portillo's anyway, but today, 55-cent chocolate cake day.
You know, it seems to me like they... They're doing that more and more lately. Why don't they just make it 55 cents every day?
The idea is to get you hooked on it first.
You know what? I think Portillo's has done a pretty good job of doing that.
Do you think Tyra Banks would sit down and have a big piece of Portillo's chocolate cake?
You know, I suppose that probably would do that, but probably not with the frequency that a guy like you and I might do it.
Maybe she has a different genetic makeup than I do as well, because I read in part of her book that when she was growing up, she didn't always eat the healthiest foods. Supermodel Tyra Banks has hosted America's Next Top Model, America's Got Talent. You've seen her a variety of places. Her new book is Perfect is Boring. The additional title, the subtitle, if you will, 10 Things My Crazy Fierce Mama Taught Me About Beauty, Booty, and Being a Boss. Tyra, welcome to WDLS.
Hello.
So you when you're growing up, with your as you call her, your crazy fierce mama, you were concerned about yourself at one point that you're going down to the mall, you're hanging out with the girls, you want to go look at the boys, but you're concerned that maybe you just don't have what it takes to catch somebody's eyes. How is that even remotely possible?
Oh my, I looked a lot different. I was about 65 pounds lighter, about 60 pounds lighter than I am now. I, had this big forehead that I didn't even know was big back then, but it was just very awkward. And, I was so awkward looking in my adolescence at one point that my teachers thought that I was sick. They didn't know if I had an eating disorder or something, but I did. It wasn't like a model thin. It was like sick looking. And so I went to the hospital constantly, like after school, a couple times a week to get tested to see what was wrong with me. And it turned out to just be in like kind of an ugly duckling spurt.
Was it stress or anxiety? Stress or anxiety? A lot of kids suffer from that now.
No, it wasn't that at all. They looked at pictures of my parents and they found a photo of my dad, which is actually in the book. And they were like, oh my God, her dad went through this. Look at him.
So good for dad's self-esteem.
Exactly right. Like, you're just fine. Look at your crazy looking father in this photo. You'll be okay.
Hey, what do you, arguably one of the most beautiful women in the world. If you had to go through this when you're a teenager and there's no social media then like there is today, how does a young girl get by with the consternation that is Facebook, Instagram, making sure she's liked? It's got to be different. I mean, if you went through it, what are kids today going through?
It is crazy. I mean, there are days when I have to turn off Instagram because it makes me depressed when I'm like, sad about something in my life and I see people on beaches and in swimsuits totally retouched and going, oh my God, this is my life. And I'm like, oh God. So I can only imagine, what young girls are going through today. It is so, so difficult. And more than ever, they need their parents and they need people. They need adults more than ever now.
Even though your parents were divorced, both of your parents were involved in your upbringing, right, Tyra?
Yeah, super involved. They definitely were involved. And I had my mom. My mom was my rock. So during that time in my life when, I felt so, ugly and just undesired, my mom showed me that there were so many other things about me that were amazing and that I was the best dancer and had the most amazing handwriting. And she would have me do all of the invitations and anything for the house, Christmas cards with my handwriting and, talked about my humor and talked about my leadership and how I was like, the boss of my friends and all of these things helped me. It didn't heal me 100%, but it helped me to get through that hard time.
Well, and really you talk about being a boss now with all the things you've done, the movies, obviously Victoria's Secret, the Next Top Model. But tell us about the time, Carolyn, your mom, for your 13th birthday, you wanted to go hang out with your buddies. And that's what most 13-year-olds want to do as they enter teenhood. But mom wants to bring you up to San Diego. You think you're going to the San Diego Zoo, which is where you don't want to go. She gets you on a train. And why does she do that?
My mom got me on a train because she said that I was turning into a teenager. Well, she didn't tell me why, but the reason why, in hindsight, was because she wanted to give me the talk that was beyond the birds and the bees, like the birds and the bees 2.0. We had done the birds and the bees years ago, but she was like, Tyra's about to go to high school. She's going to start dating boys in high school, and boys are going to want certain things from her. and I'm going to arm her with all of the information and all of the things that a boy will whisper in her ear and how he will touch her and the things that he will say to make her feel weak so that he can get, you know, what he's after even before she could be ready for it.
Why the train ride, though? I don't understand. What was the train and why the train ride?
My mom put me on a train because she said I wouldn't be able to run out of the room.
throw Tyra from the train.
Couldn't get away from the your mother.
I couldn't get away. And believe me, when she started talking about this, and he'll touch you here, and he'll whisper this, and your body will tingle and all this, I wanted to run. Nah. I was like, what? This is gross. This is disgusting. But there was nowhere to go. So it worked. And then years later, a boy told me those 8 words to watch out for that she said he would say. He said it to me.
And they are?
And I can't say.
okay, good. All right.
You have to get the book.
Okay.
Well, you have to get the book. The book is very, it's very raw. It's very real. It's very unfiltered. It'll make you blush. But I always tell, parents and even kids, talk to your parents. Talk to your kids about those things that make you blush. It helps your bond, and it really helps to, arm our kids when they go out there in this crazy, wild, wild world.
It's good advice. It is good for, I know we have a lot of dads that listen to us that are in that stage that your mom was with you, so this is good advice. And I want to tell you, when you get the book and you go to page 177, everything that you hate most about your body, I love the most.
Tyra, thank you very much for your time this morning. We'll look forward to seeing more from the book. Perfect is Boring, 10 Crazy Things My Mother Taught Me About Booty and Being a Boss. Thank you, Tyra Banks.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday mornings 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.